Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, just, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything and really... if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
This is Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one is Jess McKenna.
That one is Zach Reno.
That one's the King of Tricksters with music that you never know where it will go. The King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got engineer Brett on the fret, Brett Morris, wait till the chord hits.
We got Dana Wicks on the sticks, producer Dana Wickens, near the drums. The drums are a ghost. We love them the most. Sometimes there's drums. Sometimes there's hums. We've never hummed a whole song on Off Book. Is now the time when we start? Is that Off Book?
Here's a shower thought I had today. Should we one day just do an episode that is 24 hours long?
I mean, yes. I would love to see. That would be an interesting study.
And then I was like,
clinical degradation of brains.
And then I was like, stop thinking about this. You have poorly timed this shower, as you are wont to do. You have to go.
You have to go right now.
You have to go right now.
The reason you have to go is because we have such a fantastic guest with us today.
Boy, are we so delighted to have this guest already bringing great content in the chat.
She is, among other things, queen of the chat.
You know her from Grace and Frankie, from How Did This Get Made, founder of the Jane Club. It's June Diane Raphael.
Hello, everyone. I'm thrilled to be here, and it's been great ramping up to actually recording, and it's even better to be here.
It was a quick 23 minutes of technical difficulties.
Yeah,
playing a little game that we like to call "Where That Echo," where we try to figure out which of the 17 microphones and 23 speakers involved with producing this podcast is in fact producing an echo.
Well,
it's like Where's Waldo, but not fun.
Sure. And I did offer to share my screen, and it turned out I was the echo.
I'm not convinced that that's true, June, but
really?
It's nice of you to jump on that sword.
Yeah, I think I think that there was still a multitude of things that might have been at play there. But the offer to share a screen is a very brave and vulnerable offer.
So thank brave. You. Thank you. And I felt that it wasn't received. And I'm not sure if everyone was scared of what might be on my screen.
Thank you but for I pointing feel that
like
out.
That could have solved the problem very quickly because I was simply not muting the right button, which I had questions about.
That's absolutely true. And I think I just needed Brett to touch like six more knobs before I was ready to let you do the intimate thing of sharing your screen.
Because here's the thing. Brett uses a lot of knobs for this show and we don't even know what half of them are. That's actually not a joke. He's not just hitting record. He has this like, he showed a graph to me the other day. He shared his screen in a moment of vulnerability of like where the signal is going. And it was like the map a psychopath would make about with like string connecting to like, where's the killer and who's going to the grocery store and when and what fruit did they buy?
Wow. See, now a shared screen without warning is jarring.
Is no longer a safe and brave space.
I feel that's, I mean, truly what that was Brett just commandeered. Isn't there an amendment where the government can't put troops in my house and Brett can't put his screen on my screen without me asking? That's in the Constitution, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it sure is. It's in the Bill of Rights.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Term for it.
Quartering soldiers?
Yeah.
No, what is
Scott, this is too early. And with we're not doing a full musical. We can't just like say bye, June. Now Zach and I are singing about amendments. June gets to call it.
Spoiler, listen. Don't know them.
Listen, I didn't know. I thought I was going to maybe request a song, but it did feel like, I feel like we're still settling in. But again, this isn't my show. And you know, I don't have host abilities to share my screen. Nobody's made me a host. So
wild? I also don't have host abilities to share. This is sort of Brett's show.
Since I got on here, I've been trying to understand the hierarchy and the power dynamics. And I'm still very confused.
There's two tiers. There's who's in charge and then there's who's loudest.
And gotcha. Who's in charge is Brett. Who's loudest is anywhere between Zach or Scott's piano. Mm-hmm. Or if Dana needs to weigh in on a theory, I'm playing one of the many children that I tend to play.
And I forgot there's actually a third column, and that's who's right. Okay. And that tends to be Jessica.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Wow, that was huge. That was huge. And I'm not going to disagree because... no, I think that's probably also usually Brett. But yeah, I think what's fun and what people come back to in our third year is trying to parse out our power dynamics.
Yeah, they're lateral at some points, and then I couldn't make heads or tails of them.
I think that's I think that's our sort of internal system of checks and balances, though, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. I think that's important in a community to not concentrate all of the power on Brett specifically, sure. who would abuse it.
He's nodding.
He's nodding his head.
He's nodding.
And honestly, like that's, I mean, we're all human. I know full well that I would abuse power if I had all of it.
Yeah.
No one should have it all.
Absolutely. I agree. I think that I am. I'm working on something with our public school right now. And I'm noticing in myself, I'm on a long email chain. And because I sort of started this conversation about something that's happening at the beginning of the school year, I want the affirmation of like, I started this conversation and I see it going off in so many different directions. But I also stated at the beginning, like that I wanted to detach from my own ego and really let this thing be sort of a collectivist communal experience.
But it's hard when you're right.
Oh, it's so hard. And then I'm the person who's like yelling at everyone on the email chain, you know, and frantically rewriting this Google Doc we're all putting together. So it is very hard. I feel you, Zach. I'm very power hungry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I am.
I mean, I think like, yeah, me too, for sure. If there was something I could, put next to my name in school, I was like, give it to me, titles.
I have such a vivid memory. I was telling someone this the other day and I could not believe it. I have a vivid memory of being in elementary school and it must have been second or third grade and having one of those desks that, you know, flipped open and you could, having so many girls who wanted to play with me at lunch that I created a calendar. And then I had small children line up to try to slot them in and like write them in. And I would tell them like, I don't have Thursday available. You're on deck.
That is simultaneously you trying to be a good friend to all of those children and be fair. And like a supervillain origin story.
For sure. I mean, that's when I look back on it, I'm like, I can't tell if having the calendar created the demand or if the calendar was necessary from the beginning. Yes. Like that I can't quite parse out.
Wow. I deeply love that story. And I do feel like it is a window into a person who's really controlling their quest for power and keeping it like well organized, honestly, and just like in line.
And I did want it to be equitable. And exactly. I would try not to book the same person in a week. So that it was also in the spirit of equity and, you know, fairness.
But also only having friends one day at a time.
Sure.
It's hard to have like a good friend.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I don't know. I mean, that's really putting in the time to like make some quality rather than quantity. Like, oh, I'm giving you this one-to-one QT versus we're all hanging out together, which is like something that's obviously missing in this moment where I'm like, oh, right. Passive hanging, like, or just like the people who populate your life. Where I ran into someone on the street the other day and it was deeply
mind blowing.
Yeah.
Every connection now is like so intentional.
So intentional. It's like, I'm making such a purposeful Zoom date with you. This one friend who I need to connect with. Like my to-do list is now is like, I have a calendar of like, okay, can I slot you in at 4? Because then I'm talking to college friends at 5.
Yeah.
Is that enough time or will we be stressed?
Now, I had to have a conversation with a friend. I think it was probably about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, where it's so hard. I felt that my friendship was much more important to her than hers was to me.
And you had like an honest conversation
and
about
that? If people asked, she would I didn't want to, but I heard people describe me as one of her best friends.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, that's not accurate. And life is full. I have children. I have, there's time is so precious. Felt like I'm not doing her. I do like her. And I like our friendship here. At this level.
That's really impressive. My head is so off. I'm not wearing it right now, but typically I am.
But if you were, it would be off. But it completely backfired, though, because what she took it as when I tried to say, listen, I love you, but I am very worried that you need more from this relationship than I can give. And this is how I am giving, how much I'm giving, because what was happening is that every time I would see her, she would look at me like, oh, can you believe we can't connect? Like, isn't this so hard? Like, we barely ever see each other. And what I always wanted to say was, this is actually quite fine.
This level is the level that I would like.
Yes.
This is a good level. We don't need to be sad about this level. This feels great. Yeah.
But there was always this longing, and it was actually pushing me away from her. And so I felt the calculation I was doing was like, I think it might be an offering to say, hey, I am feeling like you want a lot more. If this level isn't good enough, then that's okay too. And I can accept that. But what I can't do is upgrade you.
I mean,
but what she took it as was, wow. And I'm using language now. I was super diplomatic. I mean, the framing I did around this discussion was like a full 20 minutes before I even like found my way into these words. But
it's a delicate dance.
It's a very delicate dance. But what she listened, and then her response was, I had no idea you cared this much about me.
Oops.
Oopsie. I'm so moved that you would take the time to explain this to me and put the time and energy and effort into our relationship.
I will no longer describe you as best friend. I will describe you as soulmate friend.
Yes. Oh my God, you guys, news just came down the wire.
I saw this as well. Yeah, right?
I'm so sorry to interrupt this podcast.
No. This is important.
It's Kamala Harris.
It's Kamala Harris.
Did people know about this before?
I got a text a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, I got several emails telling me, sign up here and be the first to know. Sign up here and be the first to know. Donate now and be the first to know. And yet the way I found out is a text from my mom. So how
good. Well, she paid more. She paid more and signed up more.
She famously paid more. Most definitely did. Okay.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited. Okay. I'm just processing this. This is a real moment for all of us to share together.
It's pretty
big. By the
way,
this is a very big moment for us to share together.
I felt it was starting to really be her, but I was still like, do we need some Midwest courting?
Right.
So I was sort of in a Tammy Duckworth push-pull. but this is very interesting. I mean, we've been waiting. I've many an email.
The most complicated element of Kamala for me is the prosecutor element of the criminal justice element. But I like her a lot. I think she's very exciting. I've had friends that have worked, lawyers who have worked with her, who say that she is great.
I feel exactly the same. I mean, I was an insane Elizabeth Warren fan. I really wanted a true progressive in there. But that said, I am really excited. And I think for so many. Yeah, absolutely. I think for so many reasons, this is
probably not Secretary of State, though, right? Secretary of Treasury. Like, she's got to be getting there, like, busting up stuff.
Actual
President Elizabeth Warren.
Wow, this is big. I mean, I knew that they had a very special connection. I will say, this energizes the campaign. Like, finally, I'm like, okay, I needed this jolt.
Yes.
Toward November.
I needed some information. I needed us to feel like we aren't simply just sitting back and being quiet. And although that seemed to be working for
I don't mind Joe Biden not speaking, but at a certain point, he will actually have to run for president.
Sure.
against Donald Trump.
Totally. I mean, this is really a moment for all of us to share together. This is really big. Okay. All right. I am wrapping my mind around it.
Yeah, I think my mom and I may have made a bet about this on Sunday. I think she won. Way to go, Dana. Shout out. She was like, I was watching Meet the Press this morning while I was doing jazzercise on mute. It's going to be Kamala.
Who is your money on?
I thought I was still like, I don't know. I think maybe I've been seeing more about Tammy Duckworth. I think like the Midwest veteran might be more efficient in the swing states where Biden's going to get California anyway. But, you know, just doing all that math like I know right. enough.
We're,
about
we're all good at math. I think yeah. she'll be I think June is right. She'll be good for turnout. June, did you say she energizes the campaign or was that Jess?
I think she does energize the campaign.
I think so too. I think
so. I am actually quite excited.
Turnout is always good for Democrats specifically.
Yes.
Did you see, sorry, we'll go back to the pod. Did you see that Republicans were like begging Trump to turn down his attacks on vote by mail because so many of their older constituents vote by mail. Oops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I that's the thing. This is just sort of an aside, but I have been volunteering with this organization, Reclaim Our Vote, and we do phone banks, and they specifically target states and counties that have like terrible voter suppression. And there's such a sort of knowledge gap on vote by mail and how it's done. And that is what terrifies me about November, that people will be scared to wait in lines with a lot of people and not have their ballots in time, et cetera, et cetera.
Seems like Americans are actually not scared to wait in lines and go. They should be maybe a little more scared to go outside and wait in lines than they are. So hopefully if they learn to be scared, I don't know.
It's on
that.
November.
That was a dark
5th?
Thought.
Yeah. No.
When do we want to fully?
You know,
guys, what a time to be alive.
I know. It's
what a time.
You know, it's wild. It's really wild to live in a moment of history, but you don't know what history you're living through till it's over. You know.
I know. My girlfriend Casey Wilson said this, and I thought it was so true. She was like, you know, I just want to, I'm at the point in this quarantine and the pandemic and in the middle of everything where I want to have like learned my lessons. I want to look back and have learned all of the lessons that will inform how I live my life.
New lessons are hard.
Can yes. I tell you, the big lesson? And I was like, my husband and I were like, yes, that is, we got to remember this. Someone put it on a post-it. We got to remember. One of our biggest takeaways that we're like, please remember this is the power of momentum. It is just like, if you are if you get going on something, it's so much easier to stay going on something. We were like, we are having a cocktail every night because that's the momentum we got on. We are enjoying making them. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, we don't need to drink this much. And then after like a week of having like seltzer, we were like, and now that momentum is easier because we did it for a week.
That's really interesting.
If you just start doing it,
an object in motion.
Exactly. We're like, gosh, we got to remember momentum. Please put it somewhere. Write it down.
You want to meet in the laws or something?
Oh my gosh, look at this guy.
Coming is that right? Is that one of Newton's laws? See, yeah. It's not cool when you actually have to clarify up the thing that you said laughter. Like,
yeah, June quoted
said
it.
June said the law, and I was like, I think that's one of Newton's laws that I just heard.
And maybe we do need to sing a song about what we think Newton's laws are.
Sure.
How do you feel about that, June?
That sounds great.
And you know, if you need to be in that chat during the song, feel free.
Okay, great.
So listeners, we've given June, Queen of the Chat, the ability to sort of, let's say, conduct from the chat.
Yeah, should she choose to like add something in?
Should she choose?
Because also, she actually really blew our minds by, we've done none of these with a chat. And she sort of immediately was like, you know what, guys, can I? Whoa. She brought the chat to us, and it's really been a game changer already. So it may or may not make its way in. But okay, what do we think Newton's laws are?
Okay.
Already a strong choice, Scott.
Listen up. It's more than you thought. I need you to wrap your head around Newton's laws. How many are there to start? Let me tell thee. I'm really pretty sure that there are only three.
One, two, and the third is about an apple, or is that part absurd? I'm talking gravity, motion, and also emotion. His laws are really about the heart. Oh, Isaac Newton's laws, his laws.
His laws, his laws.
Isaac Newton's laws, his laws. His laws, his laws.
Okay, but Isaac isn't the only Newton around. There are so many other Newtons that can be found. There's Olivia Newton-John, I know that you dig. And there's a Newton you eat that is a Newton of fig. What is a fig Newton law? What sort of fruit is inside? Can it only be dates? Can other fruits allowed to hide? Are banana fig Newtons? What about Greece too? Was that the kind of thing Olivia Newton-John should do?
Newton's laws, Newton's laws. She wasn't in Greece too.
I know.
Newton's laws, Newton's laws. Also, figs and dates, are they the same? I think Newton said by any other name, a fig is a date if a date is a fig. And can you eat them if you're under 17 in a wig?
Newton's laws.
Get physical.
Newton's laws.
One Newton wanted us to know about physical laws. One wanted us to get physical and take a pause. Newton's laws, Newton's laws. No laws when you're drinking claws.
No laws. This song brought to you by White Claw. No laws when you're drinking claws.
Try now their new tangerine.
Try their new tangerine. Okay.
Wow, okay. That was amazing.
So well, here, well. Here, we need to go. So now the credits for that song. Music by Scott Passarella. Lyrics by Zach and Jess. Additional lyrics, including Olivia Newton-John by June Diane Raphael in the chat.
Is she okay, by the way? I think she is. I hope she is. She's okay, right? We got on the other side of it?
I'm trying to remember.
I don't even remember what it was.
Something's happened, everyone. Something has definitely happened. I'm remembering that maybe she had a stroke and I'm remembering something about either her or her husband faking their own death.
She had like a partner go missing.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how that's been resolved. And she also did have a health scare. And the reason that I personally know about her health scare is that she was brought out to perform at the end of a Disney fairy tale wedding. And this person had also survived a similar health scare. And they were bonding over how they had both survived. And now she was having her wedding in Epcot and Olivia Newton-John was there to sing. And that was like that was like 2 years ago. So I think.
Okay.
And let us not also forget that other big reveal when she came out wearing just a bunch of tight black leather that we had never seen before. And we thought, is this the girl we met under the bridge on the beach with John Travolta? And it was a weird sort of moral of how that musical ends.
And when they flew off in a car into the sky at the end of the movie, which I never understood. I will say that no other outfit from my childhood meant more to me than that ending costume and the off the shoulder bodysuit that was cigarette. Sort of like she had ripped, and then the high waisted leather pants and the heels. And nothing, still to this day, I'm like, to me, that is the epitome of like sex appeal. And that is the like epitome of like what it is to be a beautiful woman, is that particular look.
And maybe I'm being too hard on Grace, because she does appear on the surface to change everything about herself for him. But then the song she sings is "You Better Shape Up." She's saying, I'm coming. Here's the changes that I'm going to make in my life. But this is a relationship. This is give and take. Here's what I need from you, Danny Zuko.
Right.
I need.
And the answer is so much more than you're giving me, Danny Zuko.
Yeah.
But he does. He what's, you know, classic is that he's wearing the preppy sweater for her. But
I forgot about that. That
he
is
runs track
because he takes it off pretty early on.
But
in that
he takes
song.
It off very early, and he's like, "Oh, cool, back to my thing."
Yeah. Great.
he's got good muscles to show. He can't keep the sweater on.
No, he can't. That wouldn't work.
No.
I, the ending, though, when they fly off into the sky,
I forgot about that. That happened.
Am I the only one who remembers that at the very end of the movie?
No, it's crazy.
From the carnival into the sky.
Yeah, they are all singing "We Go Together," and they turn around. They're just like, huh, We're flying? This is wild. That also was such a brain crunch for me as a kid. My sister and I used to watch that movie under our coffee table every time there was an earthquake. And I love it very much. Just specific.
That last sentence is so important because I was just like, Jess, why are you watching movies under the table?
Why are you would, after an earthquake would hit, and then you'd be like, let's get under the table and stay here for about an hour and
don't go outside.
We'd be like sitting in our parents' bedroom and we'd put the news on and they'd be like, the aftershocks are coming in. My dad would go get donuts. And then for the rest of the day, you're still a little on edge. So you watch Grease from underneath your coffee table.
Wow.
Okay. You and I are both California kids. I did not have that experience.
You might not have been close enough to Northridge.
That is probably true.
So I think we felt Northridge in a bigger way than you would have in Santa Barbara. And that's like, oh yeah, no, I remember feeling that one pretty
intensely.
And Jess
is the one who's right.
If I could just point out geography for 1 second, you do live further north.
June, where are you from?
Originally from Long Island, so I don't have an experience with earthquakes, but I am realizing though, well, to both of you, I think I just feel the earthquake and I move on. I'm not really waiting for anything else to happen.
Yeah, I am pretty blasé about them now. Okay. Have your kids experienced one and been scared?
No, they haven't. They've slept through all of them, really.
Great.
So, yeah.
But you trained them for that by shaking their beds when they were asleep.
We start that early.
Sleep training, then sleep through earthquake training.
Sure, yeah,
that's
sure.
Step two, if you're so
I am. What did the Northridge earthquake feel like?
I just remember
terrifying.
It was, we were still like an hour away, but it was the, we probably had like four of note when I was like little. Where then that informs like the rest of your day where you're like, oh, I'm kind of still a little afraid. I know there was one earthquake that hit where my mom forgot she had three kids. And I was like a tiny baby that she left on a kitchen table. She like got her other two and was like, I have three now. Like grabbed me a second later, not like dangerously later, just like, uh-huh. Right. And here are my two children. We have a baby now. That's right. There's a third.
I was so haunted, by the way. I don't know if you remember there. Oprah had several shows about women who left their kids in car seats on top of their car and drove away. And then there was a whole campaign that was developed after it, which was, I think, called like Look Twice.
Oh, whoa.
Yes. And those episodes, like they stuck with me to a degree that like that those episodes are in my body. I can see those women who were on like school tours and going into different assemblies at schools to talk about how easy it is to forget that you've left your child either in the car or on top of the car.
Something that is in my body is an episode of Rescue 911 I watched as a child where a boy drinks a soda in a park, but a bee has gotten inside. And so I really, really religiously always like if I have a drink outside, even if it's like a clear cup, I'm like, gotta check for a bee.
So what happened? It just stung his intestines.
And then it stung his mouth as he sipped and he was allergic. And so it was like very bad CGI makeup of like, oh, I'm swollen. I'm allergic.
That bee is now, also next level stuff because we all know that when there it comes to destroying like a Death Star, a Kraken, a Godzilla, like big monsters you famously have to take out from like where they're weak, which is the inside.
Yeah.
So like, was it a dumb boy or was that a brave and valiant and incredible bee? God. And what did the boy do to wrong the bee? How can I blame the boy for this situation, for this thing that put his life
well,
in
that
danger?
Was sort of, that was sort of the ethos of Rescue 911 was like, here are some times that we had to use 911 because you were being a dummy. It was like, it was supposed to be like teaching you practical lessons. Don't drink bees.
I'm sorry, by the way, I don't know if everyone just heard the cuckoo clock that went off behind me.
I didn't, but.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, it was pretty loud, but a cuckoo clock just, one of my sons celebrated his fourth birthday and the only thing he asked for was a cuckoo clock.
Whoa. What kind of clock are we talking here? Is this like a Paul
and
of Tom?
So it is in. He was just obsessed with cuckoo clocks. We don't know where he had seen a cuckoo clock or where it came from, but we purchased him a cuckoo clock for his fourth birthday and it goes off every, what time is it right now? Oh, it's not on a schedule that makes any sense.
It's an early an early for 2 o'clock cuckoo clock.
Yes, it was a little early.
What pops out?
A bird.
A true cuckoo.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. Oh my gosh, a 4-year-old asking for a cuckoo clock is
too much.
Too much.
His gifts, the things he asks for are just, they really delight me. For Christmas this year, I was like, what do you want to ask Santa for? And he was like, marshmallows. And that's it. And then the year before, it was pretzels. Like, I still don't think he understands.
I think he understands perfectly. Counterpoint, marshmallows and pretzels? I can't imagine as a child being given a bag of marshmallows and be like, here, these are yours. You can eat all of these right now if you so wish. This is your bag. Because marshmallows, I didn't have ownership over marshmallows.
How did you go down this road? Did you give him like multiple kinds of marshmallows?
We did. I was like, because his brother's going to be opening up other gifts, you know, that he's asked for. So I can't just have like one bag of marshmallows and then have him sit there and watch his older brother open multiple gifts. So we gave him like a chocolate covered marshmallow and like a little marshmallow in the shape of a car, like just multiple different
a carshmallow, if you will.
A carshmallow, multiple different marshmallows, very motivated by sugar. And so I will say, like, most kids go insane with sugar, and he does too, but he's able to kind of power through. Like, I think he knows if I fuck this up, I'm not getting
any. No more marshmallows.
Uh-huh. Yes. So he really is able to to kind of manage the sugar high, because he knows that I'll take it away if things really start to turn.
I one Christmas asked for cream soda, but I was like 15 and knew I was being cute. You know, I was like, what about cream soda, Mom? And then she...
Incredibly on brand for you.
Yeah, exactly. It was like very conscious of like, this will make it easier for my mom. And also, I'd love a bunch of cream soda because I am a true sugar kid as well.
He worked in construction in New York City, and he worked in Chinatown, like near a lot of wholesale vendors, and he did not have a wholesale license, but turns out they didn't really ask you if you did. So one Christmas, we all got like 2 dozen yo-yos each, and like 2 dozen like yellow t-shirts, like just wholesale products, which was really funny.
My wife's grandfather worked for, I want to say, Nabisco, and would bring...
They make Fig Newtons.
They make Fig Newtons. They also... Oreos? Is that correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or they make some version of that. He worked for some... I don't think it was Hydrox. I think it was... he would bring back like all of the Oreos that were messed up and they couldn't sell.
The irregular ones.
The irregulars.
That's like what Filene's basement is for.
Yeah, I wish I could get those included in my imperfect produce. I had a teacher who really wanted to motivate and would always get the flops, which is like the messed up jelly bellies. But she was like an 8th grade algebra teacher. And if you did well, you'd get like a single jelly bean, which is like sort of heartbreakingly sad.
You have
like,
to read the room.
She's trying so hard, and I'm like, you can't motivate a bunch of 14-year-olds with a single jelly bean.
I'm
devastated by
now.
This attempt. Yeah, like it was like, I just felt bad for her. I was like, you've not read this room properly, like maybe a second grader, but you cannot motivate me with a single root beer float belly flop. Like,
do you guys have a favorite jelly bean though? Because I do.
I like the pink one. I think it's watermelon.
Okay.
I like very cherry and also cinnamon.
Okay. I like juicy pear. It's the light green one with the dark green flecks in it.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm still kind of recovering from growing up in a house where we just did not have snacks or treats. And like, I would go to other kids' houses and there'd just be like cupboards devoted to like Malamars and just all sorts of things. And I could not even understand how that was possible. And if something came into our house, like a bag of Malamars, we would just devour it immediately. Yeah. Well, you know, it's so hard. And even now I'm like, I see Paul has a different experience with sweets, and I see him I see them come in and he's able to just sort of be with them, you know, to just sort of exist amongst them. And I'm like, my mind is always on them.
I can't. They're
always with me.
They're always with me. This is the song. They're always with me.
Mm-hmm.
I just open your bag, or I crack open your box. Can I even have just one, or do I truly unlock? Oh, be with me, you sweet thing. Be with me, you sweet thing. Oh, there's no resistance that I can't bring. With me, sweet thing.
Look at this sleeve of Oreos, and I got to stop. 'Cause the rule with Oreos is once you open the top, you just can't stop. And even though that's not the rule, on paper as it goes, it's hard for me to just see you there. 'Cause what happens next, everyone knows, won't you?
Be with me.
And if it's not true, how do we make it true?
It's not true, but those calories, don't let them taunt you. And when did we decide that a bottle is multiple servings more than one? And why is a little size called the fun one?
On that note, did you know that one packet of Top Ramen is two servings of Top Ramen, which feels criminal? Breaking Top Ramen into multiple dishes.
No, that's not for me. If you are a package, then you are a serving.
Won't you be with me, you sweet thing?
Be with me. That's crazy about ramen.
It's wild, right?
That's not okay.
Is that
two
true?
Top Ramen brand specifically, one package is two servings. So let's be honest here. First of all, not healthy to obsess about the amount of calories and things. You live one life. But I do understand people like watching their health. But
honestly,
if you are going...
It. Zach, prove it. Prove that we live one life. Prove it.
An excellent... Once again, Jess is right. But that feels predatory, right? Like that presupposes that someone cares about the nutritional content of Top Ramen enough to be like, what does this say? And is like, oh, it's fine. Here's what it is. But doesn't care enough to read the fine print in which it says like servings and package. Two.
Which that's is, not okay. Well, like
we
a single
should
bottle-
sue Top Ramen for false advertising. Even like though the...
A single bottle of Coke is like a two serving or
a little guy?
Yes.
No.
Pretty sure.
What about a can?
That's one.
But a bottle is two.
It's just not right. It's just not right.
It's just not right.
It's just not right.
That's really disturbing to know about Coke. I mean, I don't think I had a glass of water till I was about 18 years old because we just drank. I really don't remember. I don't remember a single person in my house offering me water ever. ever.
Hard same. I'm really always, not in a real way, but like mildly sad that my husband has really brought a lot of good in my life, and I don't see me doing the same in like habitual things. Like, he really has gotten me to care about water. And I'm
good,
like,
good qualifier. My husband brings lots to my relationship.
I bring zero to his life. No, but I like, he has really gotten me to drink water in like a real way that I'm like, that's definitely good for me. And you did that. And I don't have anything like that for you.
To be honest, and I'm going to, you know, this Casey talks about this a lot, but I feel the same, which is like when I see people carrying around their water bottles and their swells, like I almost feel angry because I'm like, who the fuck do you think you are? You know what I mean? Like, you're so proud of yourself for staying hydrated and like being able to stay hydrated all day long. Like, it makes me angry to see people care that much about themselves.
Mm-hmm. And this
also
is,
there are so many good drinks. Why are you drinking the one that doesn't taste like anything? There's so many good drinks. Like, you know, I got myself off of soda finally at like 27. I stopped drinking like 5 sodas a day, but it was just replaced by like iced tea and seltzer delicious. Waters or flavor seltzers. Let me be clear, I'm not messing with that plain stuff.
I still don't know, by the way. I'm going to, in this space, get really honest and get really, and just show up as I am. I still don't know quite what the difference is between drinking like a LaCroix and a glass of water. Okay. And I don't know that I want to know.
It's very little.
Very little. I found like some seltzers have a little bit more sodium content, so they're not going to hydrate as well, but they're still hydrating. Because I've gone on this road.
We're talking about it's CO2. So the actual effects to your health are negligible. They're nothing. But the thought is that it is easier to consume a ton of water than it is to consume a ton of seltzer, because carbonation just makes it hard to drink.
I know. That's what I'm like. You've never seen me. This guy's never seen me just like absolutely be able to come in from like riding a bike and chug a LaCroix.
And chug a whole thing and burp for the next like 5 minutes.
Well, yes, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
It
feels like a treat, you know? Yes. It feels like luxurious.
It feels like it really is truly putting the sparkle in water, right?
That's really what it is.
It really is.
And I have the choice, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
I'm basic. I like water, but water to seltzer, no question.
No question.
10
times. Listen, I will try. There have been times in my life where I've been like, you know what? I'm going to buy some nice glasses and I'm going to put some ice cubes in there, and I'm actually going to put a reusable straw in and try to like dress up the experience.
Okay. Yes. Very
put
much.
Put a little wig on a pig here.
I need to, my friend worked for, when we were in college, he like worked for the student center, and he was like he's this incredible guy who then was like obviously friends with all of these like ladies who handled the ticketing for like this concert is coming to your college, or like who's friends with all of the ladies who ran the student center, and he's just a delight. But one thing he took from them that he would like try to put into all of our lives is this idea of zinging it. So of like, if you have kind of something that you're not excited about, like how can you zing it? And that's a perfect example. I don't like water, but I'm trying to zing it. I'm putting it in a nice glass. I'm making like a ritual about it that I like, or like, oh man, this day. So we used to be very obsessed with this idea of like, you know what this day needs is a zing lunch.
How do we zing it?
Yeah. How do we zing it? Like, I gotta zing
Love
it.
This.
I gotta have like something that is the little carrot for my day, or like the.
Which, by the way, how do we zing that? Because a carrot is not like, I understand. If you're a horse and it's the choice is carrot or stick, like a carrot is a zing. But for me, I'm not motivated by carrots.
How do we zing carrots?
I think there's multiple. I think a roasted carrot. Really,
oh my God. You two
seasoned.
Hate water, but you're both about to go to bat for carrots.
Absolutely. Any day, all day.
Oh, we are different. We are different.
Are you dipping it? Are you getting some hummus involved? Are you roasting them? Are you ever getting like a ginger honey glaze?
That's what I was going to say. You can make them sweet.
All of you are describing carrots that have been zinged.
Yeah, okay.
These are all zinged carrots.
Okay, but you asked how do you zing a carrot? And it's much easier to zing a carrot than it is to zing a glass of water.
I guess what I'm saying is like, how do we zing it out of the how do we zing it out of that expression and replace it with something better than a carrot?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, yeah. Just imagine that carrot...
Not like, how can a carrot be... I understand how a carrot can be made tastier.
Just imagine that carrot has already been zinged for that horse.
Okay.
Just like, oh, this is like an heirloom one and it's in a mix with parsnip.
It's got a balsamic glaze on it.
Yeah, it's got a glaze on it.
A little sugar crystallizing on it.
Also, like, have you gotten down some carrot juice? Like a carrot ginger beet?
Love a carrot juice.
Lovely. Like
that's nice.
I'm not sure. I was told as a child that eating carrots would improve my eyesight. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is there really anything there?
Night vision, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to eat a lot of them.
Well, it has vitamin K in it. Did I make that up? It has some vitamin that's hard to get in our Dana in the chat with vitamin A.
Dana in the chat.
Dana in the chat says A, and
either that or she's going through the alphabet alphabetically. And it's just the beginning. I'll do the next one.
Oh my gosh, Scott, I'm sorry. I missed oven roast them. Yeah, a classic
delicious.
Thing for a carrot.
Delicious. And by the way, I am not even sure that...
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Carrots need a zing.
Okay, so she is coming back to your original point.
All right.
I guess I am. I do think like I could just eat a carrot and be quite happy.
They are refreshing. A good snack for me. Like the crunch.
Yes.
I would say like if I have a good nut mix and a bag of carrots on hand, that's like really getting me through some
in-betweens. Y'all are wild. Absolutely not. You put a bunch of carrots.
Sorry about it.
You live your truth. Dana's putting more carrot facts. Carrots are high in vitamin A, a nutrient essential for good vision.
Okay.
Fighter pilots. That's why you always see them sort of like with their visor down, a big old carrot in their mouth.
That big scene from Top Gun where they're all just like, after they play volleyball, they're munching on some carrots. Well, wow. This has been a dang delight. I think we should go to a break no matter what.
No matter what.
Let's go to a break. If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit mackweldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's mackweldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Well, sweet listeners. Okay, so here's what happened. We had a dang fun time talking to June. You'll hear her sign off again at the end of the episode, but we have let her off into her lovely, busy world. And we are now going to do a mini musical inspired by our conversation with her. So, like, you know, Zach.
And we don't know what that is.
We don't know what that is. We're going to figure that out right now.
We're going to write it real quick.
Okay. And let me send the sheet music to the band. And let me actually transpose this.
The idea of zinging something up is like a pretty, is pretty great, I think. I love it. I think that's a good sort of mentality. It is sort of like an optimist look on like, you could take anything and just like, just zing it.
Every day might seem the same to you and me. Every day it's just the same old routine. The cuckoo chimes on the hour, and I make sure that he's powered. I'm a little milkmaid on a cuckoo clock, but that isn't where my life stops. Anything can be zinged if you zing that thing. Anything can be zinged if you zing that thing. Anything can be zinged if you zing that thing.
You're chilling out by the pool now. There are new margaritas to be seen. That doesn't mean that your day is going downhill. That's not what it has to mean. You got a cool glass of water because you are under 21. But you can still put an umbrella in that bad boy and have a little fun. Anything can be zinged if you zing that thing. Anything can be zinged if you zing that thing. For example, you can bedazzle a yo-yo by putting glitter under the string. King, cause anything can be zing if you zing nothing.
Wait a minute, Ribbit. You're saying, Ribbit, that someone just gave you a crown, Ribbit?
Somebody gave me this crown, and Ribbit. Now I'm a little frog king.
You're the king of frogs, Ribbit, because someone gave you that crown, Ribbit. Is that how our government works?
Well, as the new frog king, I've decided Ribbit. That, no, we can't trust power, that absolute, placed in the hands of one little frog. So Ribbit. As frog king, I'm actually going to make a schedule, and I'm going to put it up here mm-hmm. on this lily pad. Okay, let me just move it. Rip. That's the sound I make when I jump. And I'm going to move this lily pad, and I'm going to put it up where everybody... Frogs, gather round. Frogs.
Ribbit's making an announcement.
Oh, Ribbit.
You want me to announce you?
Oh, would you please?
King Ribbit III. Oh. Because your dad and your grandpa were both Ribberts, right?
That's right.
Just checking. Well, King Ribbit III about to abdicate most of his powers in a pretty bold move.
Well, I just get to put up this lily pad where everyone can see it. And there's a schedule and we're all going to take turns.
Hold on. You say you're putting up that lily pad? Sorry, I'll come closer to the microphone. I think lily pads should be in the water. You can't be picking them out of the water and putting them on the wall. Well, I disagree. I disagree. I think that we must move forward in the way that we use lily pads as a frog society. Well, I suppose we could leave it to the king to make that decision. Well, I say we vote on it. Well, I say we ask the king.
Well, why don't you vote on whether or not to vote or ask me?
Okay. I'll vote on what... Sorry, King, I'm going to need you to explain that just a little bit.
Okay, sure. Well, one of you wants to vote, and one of you says no.
Me.
You'd like to endorse the monarchy and simply ask the king. Well, why not take it to a vote, whether to vote or ask this bloke? And if I say yay or I croak, then we then can't put it to a vote. So we will vote on the vote, and then if the vote goes no, then we won't vote. But then what I say will also have a vote, and if I say yay or I croak.
Okay, but if we're But if we are in fact voting on whether or not a vote should be had, haven't we already decided to settle things with votes, or is that bad? We are using the system of voting, whether the vote passes or nay, and I don't like voting at all, and that is what I have to say.
Well, then you can just vote no to not have a vote at all. The ayes have it, so we'll do a vote. The ayes have it, so we'll do a vote. I don't say no, and I don't give a croak. The ayes have it, so we'll do a vote. All right, all in favor of... Yeah, I actually think it was a good point about the lily pad, but a bad vote, a bad point about voting, so I'm going to use this piece of bark instead.
It's and almost by not voting as if I did vote.
Well,
by not voting is something that I learned just now. Because I was like, I'm going to abstain from this vote, and that way I won't affect it.
But
that,
still
in
affected
turn,
something.
Affected the vote. It was like, once a vote happens, you either, it's going to happen without you or not. So you, everything you do, you are involved.
That's right.
Is what I learned.
Well, that was a great lesson for you to take away. And I hope that you use it when it's your turn to be in power next Wednesday.
Oh, is that what the calendar is for?
Yeah, well, I was trying to spread power around, so I said everyone will take turns being the king.
Okay, but when is it going to be my turn?
Let's see. It looks like in two Saturdays from tomorrow.
Okay, but when's it going to be my turn? Me,
you're
Frogbert.
You're actually, you're tomorrow, Frogbert.
Oh, excellent. I have big plans for tomorrow.
Oh. Okay, actually, maybe this is a bad plan.
No, you said it's my turn tomorrow, and now I get to do my big plan.
Is anyone else getting, oh boy, is anyone else getting strong villain vibes from Frogbert?
Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, Frogbert's day, I will be the Froggy King, and I will have my say, and my say, you won't believe your eyes, on my day as king, everyone's going to eat flies, it's a holiday, where we all eat flies, flies where we all eat flies, a holiday, where we all eat flies, flies, we all eat flies, everyone eating a bunch of flies, right before your eyes, it's a holiday, where we all eat flies.
Well, I've also learned a lesson, now that I take a second look, no matter how many times you learn it, you can relearn to not judge a book, because a holiday where surprise there flies is actually a pretty a good idea from the sky, and I shouldn't have gone so off my course and thinking his laugh was villainous force.
And that's only step one.
Oh, okay, wait, let me hold off. Let me hear another step.
We've all got fat on flies, fat and so subdued. Then we change the rule of being king. I will be king for 2 whole days, back to back. And I will step out any lies. And on the second day when I'm king, it's a holiday where everyone will eat flies. Another holiday where we all eat flies. You can do it! we all eat flies. And on the third day, I'll abdicate the crown.
Okay.
And strongly push for a third holiday where we all eat flies.
Dad, I think I finally decided. I've thought about it a lot, but I think I finally know what I want for my birthday.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Now I'm trying to be...
Should I get your mother in here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Hold on. Kimberly!
Uh-huh?
Kimberly, Frederick knows what he wants for his birthday.
Oh, great. Hang on one second. I'm just unloading the dishwasher.
Oh, what is that smell?
What's that... Oh,
it's a good smell. Sorry, I should not the dishwasher smell, although the dishwasher smell is also a good smell.
You know what? I just sauteed some carrots in a ginger glaze.
Is that what I would never have thought that that was something that would make my mouth water? But here we are and there we go. Frederick wants to.
I'll be right in. Hang on. I'm just on the cutlery. One second.
She might be a wild.
It's
you want to just
tell for me to keep momentum on this chore.
No, I understand. I might just have him tell me and then I'll have him tell you later.
And I'm
he seems
in
to
here.
Be really chomping. Oh, here she is.
Yeah, I just needed one more second. Okay, guys. I've thought about it a lot. You know, I want, like you said, I want it to be something age appropriate, the right level of frivolous, because I am a child and my life is full of wonder, but also potentially educational and nothing too expensive or unwieldy.
Okay, so I worry. Again,
I made a graph.
I understand.
I made a graph and I plotted each point on an X and Y axis of risk versus reward.
But you can just, and I can't stress this enough. I know we've had this conversation before. It can just be a fun thing that you want to have. It's
that's
a birthday.
That's what the y-axis is.
That can be the whole axis. We don't need to sort of weigh it against its educational value and how much it costs.
Here's the y-axis. It's okay. For fun.
Yeah, no, I see it. I see the graph. You're gonna walk me through it? Okay. Yeah. Oh, you got a laser pointer. Okay.
If you start by plotting this point, well, that would be like a rocket launcher. And if you start by plotting this point, well, that would be a single Jolly Rancher. And if you also plot this point, it's the book War and Peace. And if you also plot this point, it's a North Face Fleece. But if you make a graph and you do a little math, if you make a graph, it can tell you what you're looking for. If you make a graph and you do a little math, it will tell you what the gift should be and what you should explore. So this little point down here, because I realize I should be quadrants four. So I can also plot a negative point, which made me do math a little more. So plotting down here is underwear that I've already grown out of.
Yeah, we wouldn't give you that as a gift.
But up here on this axis is just the concept of infinite love. But if you make a little graph and you do a little math, nothing that involves fire or poison, nothing that takes too long, nothing that is immoral, unethical, or by any lens wrong, but nothing that makes me grow up too soon, but also something that will fit inside my room if it's tangible and I need a place where it can live without making my room too full. And so I did a little started to point to something I knew I would enjoy.
world.
That is the point of a gift.
I want to have 2 hours with both of you where we eat pretzels and watch some Friends.
Because you did a little math.
And I can plot it here on the graph.
And the birthday present you want is the hangouty pretzels and look out frog for 2 hours with your parents.
That was
it's there on the graph. I guess you double check the math. And if that's what you want, that's what we'll do. We are your parents and we love you, but I just don't know. I guess
it's
you
what
want
wanted.
What you want, and so I guess that's what we'll do. We will look at frogs and eat pretzels, but not for 3 hours, not 1 hour, only 2. I don't know how we came up with that amount of time, but here we are.
It's just like I pictured it alone in my room when I looked at paper that's graph. This joy was the basis of my man.
And now I put the crown on my head. It is my first day as king, and that means holiday. It gave the day a little zing.
You can sing anything.
You can sing anything if you sing nothing.
If you're out for a birthday present but you don't want a thing, you can do a little math graph and end up with a zine.
Happy birthday, son.
Thanks, Dad.
The end. We'll be right back with to say goodbye
with after June. This. After this.
With June. Bye. Well, not yet. We'll be back.
Very good time and a very lovely time, and
the time was good.
It
was lovely and we enjoyed it. It's almost as if we just had fun out there.
Hey, when you just have fun out there, what happens is you just have fun out there. June, what should the people know besides everything they already know?
Well, yeah, I would love to tell the people about we mentioned it in the beginning, but I have founded this space called the Jane Club. It was originally a physical location in Los Angeles that offers full-time childcare for mothers and caretakers to come drop off their kids and then work separately from them, separately being the key component. But since COVID, we have launched an entire online village to replicate what we were doing in that very special physical location. And it's been growing, and we're now in over 20 states, and it's called the Connected Jane, and women and men and all genders come together, and we do morning connections and game nights and tons of teach-ins on all variety of subjects. For me, it's really been like part school, part like gym and fitness center, because we do a lot of classes around that. Part spa, and then like part just bar where I get to engage with people I really like. So it's been this incredible community that's grown, honestly, like triple in size since March. And we just launched this new Connected Jane membership, and it's $50 a month to join. And for your special off-book listeners, they can use the code InsiderJaneFF for $10 off their first month. And they just have to head to janeclub.com.
That's amazing. Thank you for passing on the promo code. That's so great. I think everybody is being creative and finding new places to connect. And what a great one.
It really is. It's been, I feel so strange being like, I'm not just the founder, I'm also a customer, but I really am. It's been a lifesaver for me too, because we do tons of children's programming. So Paul hosts our like children's comedy shows and talent shows. Whoa, and all the kids so get cool. to come together, and he does this insane character. And it's just been, it's been really cool. And I have gotten so much out of it. We do writing classes and, yeah. And the great thing about it has been the community has gotten to be so much more diverse and robust because people can join from anywhere.
That's awesome. And I know we have a ton of listeners who have children. So get on, if you do, or if you don't, if you're just looking at a place, get on over there.
If you're a child
and you got $50 and you're like, this is burning a hole in my pocket, If you're a kid who was like,
I might want a cuckoo clock or marshmallows for my birthday, but instead I need to join.
Here's the thing. I had $60 and I bought marshmallows and more now, of the money is left than I thought would be.
And if you're that kid, honestly, you're the best kid and you're really after our hearts.
Don't change a dang thing. This episode of Off Book is brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. And what sound does the wooden frog make? Sorry, we didn't have time to get into it this week. Hopefully next week we will figure
it out. We're hoping we have time. Give it up one more time for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
Give it up for Dana Wickens, Near the Stickens, producing the drums whenever they come. We love you all so much.
I feel we love you all so much. And as we say at the end of every episode, if you buy a whole bag of marshmallows, I didn't want to end that sentence with marshmallows. If you buy marshmallows in a bag,
then those are all the marshmallows you get to have. Bye.
Bye-bye.